Hello, everyone. This is Adam Meister, the Bitcoin Meister, the Disrupt Meister. Welcome to the One Bitcoin Show. Today is... I just status in the show. All right. Today is June the 20th. 2023. Strong hand, long-term thinking. Bitcoin is the next Bitcoin. Freedom of association. Confident decentralist. Bitcoin is the next Bitcoin in motion. This is where the big boys play. I am offended by selling. Hello, my elite friends. We got a lot to cover today. Crypto dividend time, baby. You know I love talking about this stuff. The BlackRock people immediately, when the news came out that BlackRock is going to have a Bitcoin ETF or something like that, and people were like, "Ooh, is it?" And that there was someone mentioned in the small print that they... Well, we'll get into it, that they could recognize whatever fork they wanted to. People were copying me on Twitter. I was already one step ahead of you guys. I'd read it. I think Chris Bleck originally tweeted out. All this is linked to below. I just want to say I'm wearing this new shirt. Guys, it is from coined.store. coined.store. And I linked to it below. Follow directions, listen to comprehension, people. And it's on Twitter, too. It's linked to below. I am TechBot on Twitter. I am on there every day tweeting. I'm in Salt Lake City. Why am I doing a one Bitcoin show and we still need to raise $88? I thank all the guys who helped me raise the money that we've raised for the last few shows. They're linked to below. Thanks, guys. But if you send me a shirt, I wear it and I do your show. So, I have a lot of fun with the shirts. I have so many shirts through the years. Thank you so much, coined.store. And you got me to do a show for all the people. And speaking of shows, first of all, it plays at 2x, so you don't have to hear all this admin stuff at first. But on my backup channel, I just did a Beyond Bitcoin show. And then back in, it was in late March or early April, Luke had a great interview with me. And I finally posted it on this channel a few weeks ago. I edited it. I love it. It was just a great show. They're both linked to below. It's in the notes. It says Luke Show. It says Beyond Bitcoin Show. I know a lot of you can't read. You're illiterate or something like that. I mean, there's a really embarrassing story someone told me. I feel bad for the guy. You know, I've been talking about these awesome Bitcoin trading cards that, you know, that have my face on them, and they had Aladdin has done, I retweet him all the time. It's linked, you know, follow me on Twitter. You'll get his proper links. But on one of my shows relatively recently, I was, before he hit the big time, I was telling people, you know, you can buy the Series 1 here. You can buy, and I give the exact URL linked to below. Some guy emails me. I feel bad for this guy, but dude, you got to have listening comprehension. Like every time I would talk about Aladdin, I would link to, you know, where you could buy his cards at. Some guy was like, "Yeah, I thought you were talking about another card, crypto cards or something." And I bought a case of them. If the guy would have bought a case of like Aladdin's cards, the correct ones, I mean, these things, like the Adam Meister card is worth like $1,600 now. It's ridiculous. So guys, listening comprehension, a lot of people complain about being poor and, you know, not doing well in life. You got to pay attention to what people say. Specifics. I mean, they're giving you the information. I'm giving you all the information. So is there a BlackRock fork coming soon? Okay. There's a lot to go over here with the situation. So it's since the last time we spoke, the United States government has sued Binance, Gary Gensler, SEC, whatever you want to call them. And they've also sued Coinbase. Just, I think it's ridiculous. Again, compete, don't complain. I don't care about these centralized sellers of Bitcoin, altcoins, whatever. Let them do what they're going to do. Let people get the hold of any type of money they want to. I think anyone should be able to print their own cryptocurrency. I don't give a darn. But the control freaks out there, United States dollar doesn't want Garrett Gensler and his buddies at the SEC. They don't want competition for the dollar. They want to make examples out of people, whatever. Obviously, Binance and Coinbase aren't part of the, they aren't that friendly with the SEC, I guess. So what really saddens me, and I've talked about this before, in terms of the economy, the government in the United States interferes not only in the United States economy, but in the world economy. And it picks winners and losers. And that is the very definition of economic fascism. I know people call everybody a fascist today, but this is real economic fascism. When the government allows companies to be private, but they pick winners and losers, it's not arbitrarily, it's who their friends are. So on one hand, they are just smacking down Binance and Coinbase. And then magically, on the other hand, to show that they're still friends with crypto or Bitcoin or whoever, whatever they want to say, all of a sudden the news comes out that BlackRock, who is very much intertwined with the United States government on many matters, they're on the same ESG page as the Biden administration, to say the least. I'm sure there are examples out there where the government has favored BlackRock on many things. And so it's announced that BlackRock is magically applying for a Bitcoin ETF. And some people say it's not a real ETF, whatever, dudes. Now, what I would assume is that this is making the rounds partially because BlackRock already knows that their friends are going to approve them of their ETF. And they're going to become the biggest ETF out there. There's like pseudo ones out there right now. Now, a lot of you like to complain about BlackRock being too rich and too in with the government. And it is true. The economic fascism between the BlackRock and the United States is disgusting. But dude, once this thing gets approved, if it gets approved, but I think it's just a technicality at this point. There's a lot of money that's going to flow into Bitcoin from BlackRock, from all the losers out there who think they can't buy Bitcoin until like somebody like BlackRock gives them an ETF, gives them this indirect way of owning it. Dudes, buy the underlying asset now. Don't play these games. Because part of the game is, and BlackRock, this was tweeted out by Chris Black and a bunch of other people, and it's the boilerplate legalese language in the ETF application basically says that BlackRock can choose, if there's a fork, BlackRock can choose which fork is the real Bitcoin, okay? And basically steal the fork from you. This goes all the way back to Coinbase and BGold. If you don't hold your own Bitcoin, it's in the small print now. If there is a crypto dividend, a fork, an airdrop, whatever you want to call it, it's a crypto dividend of Bitcoin. The third party that holds your Bitcoin, it's not really your Bitcoin, they can steal the crypto dividend. There's nothing illegal about that. And so that's really what that fine print was about. Not that BlackRock is saying, hey, we're going to fork off Bitcoin, make our own Bitcoin. But here's the thing. Everything about cryptocurrency and Bitcoin and the SEC and the approval process and Elizabeth Warren and the government and picking friends for the last year or two has been fascism, has been collusion, total collusion between private interest and the government doing the will of private interest, picking certain ones that will favor certain people and certain industries. So We said at the beginning of the show that clearly the United States government doesn't like money competition. They don't like private money. They don't like anybody else using any other. They don't like anybody using the Chinese system either. The Chinese system is terrible, but I wouldn't want to hold yuan instead of a dollar. But they don't like anything. You know, they put all these countries under their thumb so that they kick them off of the transfer wires. There's all sorts of power the United States government has. Again, the United States government doesn't have the authority to rule over the world economy in a fascistic manner. But let's say they approve the BlackRock ETF, and then all of a sudden some other big friends of the United States government gets approval of ETFs. And all these big name Goldman Sachs ETF, Bank of America ETF, Wells Fargo ETF for Bitcoin. And all of a sudden, all these companies out there had ETFs when all these other ones got rejected. Caitlin Long can't even get a bank in freaking Wyoming, okay? But all these big, powerful companies out there that are fascistically intertwined economically with the United States government get to have their Bitcoin ETF. They're going to own a lot of Bitcoin. They're going to say it's yours, but it's going to be theirs. At that point, the United States government could say, hey, you know what? We did you guys a favor. You know, we let you have these Bitcoin ETF. We didn't let Caitlin Long have a freaking bank in Wyoming. Now, by the way, Wyoming should nullify everything and just let Caitlin have her bank and just ignore the federal laws on Bitcoin. I'm serious about that. That's what the 50 states are really about. Nullify these freaking, if the federal law, you don't like it, nullify the freaking, get around it and let her have her bank. But they're going to say to these big companies that are Bitcoin ETFs now, and by the way, ask questions. I haven't checked. I see people are typing in the chat. Do a super chat, please. Or do just type in Bitcoin Meister. I'll answer your questions. At that point, the United States government could say, hey, we really don't like this Bitcoin thing. One of you fork it off with the excuse that terrorists use this other Bitcoin and we're making a clean Bitcoin and it's going to be proof of stake, and so it won't kill the environment. You know, every gimmick, and they're going to be 42 million, and you can do a pre-mine, and you can pay yourselves with the pre-mine. And then you all say, this is the real Bitcoin, but we're keeping both Bitcoins. And then that's the ultimate social attack right there. And then, by the way, all you people who've been attacking Ethereum for all these years, and you're free to do that. You're free to, you know, call the Ethereum people anything you want to, but there are a lot of them out there. All the Ethereum people that used to attack on social media, at that point, they will start saying that the BlackRock ETF, ESG, proof of stake, government collusion, Bitcoin, crypto dividend is the real Bitcoin. They're going to all say it. They're going to all say it. So they'll do it for free. They'll be the government slaves for free in retaliation. Because just like all you Bitcoiners who think it's cool, this, you know, when the government picks on Ethereum, you think it's cool. But when it picks on Bitcoin, you think it's uncool. Well, they're just going to reverse it on you. And both stances are pathetic, pathetic. If the government has no right to define what money is whatsoever, we should be able to print our own money. I mean, it's a separation. If you truly believe in separation of money and state, then you shouldn't be cheering on Gary Gensler for anything he does, attacking Binance, attacking whoever. Okay, it's just ridiculous. You stand for nothing. You really stand. You're like, oh, I don't want a poor person being scammed. Why don't you give money to a poor person then? Why don't, or just make a video about it? Okay, you want to use the force of the government to save a poor person? That's pathetic. That's just like saying some communists out there saying, I want to use the force of the government to help poor people. So the government should steal money from, give all of Adam Meister's money to poor people. I mean, it's the same concept right there. Okay. But going back to the main idea here, we could really see this thing happen. I mean, we could really see this thing. I'm not saying because of that fine print thing was boilerplate, boilerplate legalese type of language. I just right away, I thought when I saw BlackRock's doing, is going to probably get an ETF, that there's going to be a Bitcoin ETF. I mean, there's going to be an ETF Bitcoin fork. I mean, Caitlin Long mentioned it on my show a long time ago that you know, some of these big corporations, I mean, this was like in 2017, they might all get together and just say, we're having a fork and this is the real Bitcoin now because we can control it and terrorists won't be able to use it. And it could be totally under surveillance of the government and it can totally comply with all the government laws. I mean, every issue. And so many people out there will be like, yeah. The only way I can hold this cryptocurrency anyway is just through BlackRock or Wells Fargo or whoever. So yeah, that's the real Bitcoin. But in the long run, I lived through the Bcash. I lived, a lot of you didn't, weren't around in 2017, and it's just another crypto dividend, baby. In the long run, Bitcoin is the next Bitcoin. So I said in a tweet, it's linked to below, that I found this whole BlackRock thing to be intriguing. I don't want people to get scared when and if, you know, an ETF fork crypto dividend happens in the future, some corporate, totally compliant government colluded Bitcoin appears in the future, but it very much could. It's not going to win. it'll be what it is. So how will you get this crypto dividend? And some people naively think, well, won't I have to own the BlackRock ETF? No, you won't. If they fork it off, you just need to control your private key. You'll be able to get the crypto dividend if it's a real fork of Bitcoin. Okay, you'll be able to get it. We'll worry about that when that happens, if it happens. But I just want to throw all those scenarios out there, right there. There's a number of concepts involved in what I was just talking about there. You know, a social, because I think what we figured out over time is the best type of attack on Bitcoin are these social attacks. And this is a real good social attack combined with some government force there and some economic fascism. Because all these, these big corporations will do exactly what the government says when the government says, hey, we let you have this ETF. Now you're going to do this fork and you're going to say, this is the real Bitcoin. Don't buy the ETF. I don't know why. Again, I know some of you this very day are like, well, I need to buy GBTC through my IRA or with my retirement fund. Really, just why do you even have a retirement fund anymore? Why didn't you liquidate it and buy Bitcoin with it? Like I did in 2014 when I went to the M&T bank at the food store near my grandmother, a blessed memory, near her condo. And I got rid of my whatever it was, $6,000 IRA, and I eventually turned it into Bitcoin. What was Bitcoin worth then? $400, $500 or something? Anyway, all right, lived off part of it. Well, you get the point. My retirement money is all, of course, in Bitcoin now, and I've never sold a Bitcoin for fiat, and I have a lot of Bitcoin, so that's why I always have this huge smile on my face. Pound that like button, everybody! All right, we see a bunch of people typing. Lance is in the house. He's also in the great state of Utah, like I am right now. Get the shirt. No one has followed directions and asked questions by typing in Bitcoin Meister or doing the super chat. So I will ignore everyone else. I mean, there's a lot of just back and forth stuff in there. Johnny Maya said greetings. Okay, cool. All right, let's. I should have done that from the beginning. Oof. It's glare. It's sunny out there today, guys. Keep up. Retweet this. Seriously, people. Seriously. It's 5:50 back on the East Coast of Baltimore, home of the great Baltimore Orioles, doing real well. They're going to play tonight, I guess. I haven't looked that up. I mean, I know they're playing tonight unless it got rained out. Where I don't even know where they're playing. That's what I was going to say. Anyway, so let's back to the story. Back to what I was supposed to talk about. Okay, so we talked about that. The pertinent links are all below. Chris Black had some really. He agrees that this, you know, that BlackRock or some entity like them could, you know, in collusion with the United States government, try to fork off Bitcoin and say it's the real Bitcoin. And that's a real, and all the media members and Elizabeth Warren, all these other people will be like, oh, it's awesome. It's great. Yeah, it's the real, yeah, it's not the real Bitcoin. All right. And it saddens me that we don't have a separation of money and state. And it's just become worse under the Biden administration. So, I mean, that's a really important something. I mean, the federal government is a total overreach by the federal government. Congress could step in, but they don't. You don't have to really worry about who the president is too much. But this is something where if you're going to vote for president, vote for someone who believes who's trending towards separation of money and state. And definitely Vivek and RFK Jr. And of course, DeSantis has spoken against the CBDCs. Now, we talked about the great shirts. I wanted to read what I had actually written about this on Twitter. And some of you probably already knew about my Twitter thoughts on this. Okay, no, I'm not going to read what it was. I just said what I basically, okay. All right. And long-term thinking here, guys. If this happens, don't panic. People panicked and bought Bcash when they had the fork. They thought that was the real Bitcoin. The Bcash crypto dividend is now worth less than 1% of a Bitcoin. And okay, I talked about the Ethereum people. Oh, so once BlackRock gets this, Coinbase is going to be their custodian. They're going to be taking care of their Bitcoin. And it's going to increase the amount of work that Coinbase is going to have to do by a few orders of magnitude, apparently, from what I've heard. And I do wonder if this is also the government's way of saying, okay, Coinbase, we sued you. We don't like you. We're going to let you control all this Bitcoin and be a custodian. Why don't you and your board of directors make a decision to go private again and sell out to BlackRock? So I wouldn't put it out of the realm of possibility that Coinbase might get owned in some complicated manner. I mean, I'm not an expert on bringing companies private after they've been public, but it might become a property of BlackRock one of these days. That might be their way out. Like the U.S. government says, yeah, we'll drop all these suits against you just to sell out to our buddies at BlackRock. Hey, and by the way, I'm not blaming BlackRock for all my problems here or anything like that. Like a lot of you guys out there love to like blame all these huge banks for every little problem you have and why you're poor and everything. No, I mean, I think it is wrong. I recognize that we're living in economic fascism. That's all I'm doing here. I think it's wrong what they're doing. I think if you understand the situation, you become wealthy off of it. Okay. And the situation is BlackRock most likely is going to, and they're representing other people are going to representing all sorts of entities and retirement funds are going to buy up a bunch of Bitcoin soon. So what's that mean? The price of Bitcoin will go up. So if you don't own enough Bitcoin now, you better buy it. So that's how you benefit from all this nonsense that's out there. You don't sit there and complain and say, I hate BlackRock and try to say that BlackRock are the Rothschilds or, some other conspiracy theory. You guys waste your time with these conspiracies and stuff while I was buying Bitcoin. Pound that like button. All right. In 2016. Yeah. So, but hey, doomers are going to doom. And Bitcoiners are going to get rich. Have fun staying poor. Speaking of having fun staying... Well, okay. I want to talk about having fun staying poor. There's a really funny... we'll do this real quick. There was an article I linked to it below. In some mainstream publication. In Argentina, inflation passes 100% and the restaurants are packed. And... they talk about how in Argentina, the middle class, instead of turning their Argentine pesos, again, and they really have 100% inflation there, instead of changing their Argentine pesos into dollars or what they should do in the Bitcoin, they're just spending at restaurants as much as they can, just enjoying life, just spending it on at restaurants. And restaurants are booming in Argentina. That is the very definition of having fun staying poor. These people have been through inflation so many times, yet they won't learn their lesson. And so this is just the very definition of 80%ers. You bring it on yourselves, man. Don't come complaining to me that you're poor. You spent it all on Argentine restaurants in Argentina. So, I mean, I respect, I love Argentina. But, I mean, do they really have this culture of like, I'm not going to research how to protect my wealth. I'm just going to have fun and eat a lot of food. And I do. They have a fun-loving culture there. I think it's a beautiful place. I love the architecture. But they've been through this so many times. When are you going to learn your lesson, 80%ers down there? Now, there are plenty of Argentines in the Bitcoin community who are, like, rich now because they started buying using their Argentine pesos back when I was using my U.S. dollars to buy Bitcoin. So, but no, I mean, the glorification of spent the middle class spending money at restaurants instead of like figuring out how to protect themselves from inflation. Wow, what a world. Some people, just, I mean, they're never going to learn. So Bitcoin dominance by one measure of the total cryptocurrency market cap was up to 50%, which it hasn't been to for a while. And the Ethereum one keeps falling. And a lot of the news out there lately has been very negative to altcoins because of this, the whole security definition. I don't care what a security is. I don't care if people buy altcoins. I don't give a darn. I know what I did. My thesis is buy and hold beat Bitcoin. Okay. I wasn't lucky. It was a logical thesis and I become wealthy because of it. I own a lot. Anyway, we've gone through, I'm not going to go through it anymore. Times. I don't work. I'm in Salt Lake City. I'll be here by the, I make videos when I want to, that's my job or something like that. I don't know what to do. I go running, I do intermittent fasting, all sorts of fun stuff. And I will be here in Salt Lake City for quite a bit for the next few months. So I know there's someone contacted me from Salt Lake City, wanted me to sign his Adam Meister card. Dude, I sent you a DM back. I'll sign it, baby. I think that's hilarious. I really get a kick out of signing these cards. And I insist that people record it so they know, you know, when you sell your card, the people know that the real Adam Meister signed your card. Why the Adam Meister Bitcoin trading card is worth as much as a Scottie Pippen rookie, I do not know. I would buy Bitcoin instead of buying an Adam Meister signed trading card. I mean, that's just the honest truth. I only buy the underlying asset. And still some of the people who watch this video eventually, because they're gonna find it through BlackRock, they're gonna buy the BlackRock ETF instead of buying the underlying asset of Bitcoin. It's so pathetic. I mean, so many people, I say this so many times, only buy the underlying. I still have people coming to me saying, hey man, you wanna invest in my Bitcoin business? If I'm gonna have any spare money, I'm gonna spend on Bitcoin over your Bitcoin business, dude. It's just I've seen through this where people would be like, hey yeah, my friend in Africa is starting a Bitcoin business. He wants 50 Bitcoin from me, and you know, 50 Bitcoin back then was worth nothing. And you know, a month later, the 50 Bitcoin's gone. All they had to do was save that 50 Bitcoin, they would be a millionaire right now. They'd be set. But no, they gave it to their friend who had a Bitcoin business. Again, only the underlying. So with the Ethereum dominance and the an altcoin dominance going down, or whatever you want to call it, I don't like altcoins. I mean, I don't hate them, but no, they'll be back. They're not dead. So many people are like, this is the end of Ethereum. This is the end of, how many times have we lived through this, dudes? This is the end of, no, 80%ers are going to 80%. Okay. They are so impulsive. They'll keep buying it. Don't worry. It's the media is against the altcoins now. Once the media attacks Bitcoin, they'll go back into Ethereum and all these other things. My long-term prediction, and I've tweeted this chart out before, we're going to have cryptocurrency is going to have a $5 trillion market cap. Bitcoin will be worth a six-digit realm and will be 40% of that market cap. So that's $2 trillion. And Ethereum will be 20% of that market cap. And so at Ethereum, one Ethereum will be worth $10,000. It's really easy to remember. $5 trillion total market cap, 40% Bitcoin, 20% Ethereum, $100,000 Bitcoin, $10,000 Ethereum. People like round numbers like that. That's what we're going to get there one day. I don't know when that's going to happen. Once we get to the six-digit realm, though, Charlie Lee said he'd come back on the show. I think I've told you guys before. And I did meet Charlie Lee in person. He called me out. He saw me walk. He said, Adam. It was pretty cool. I already knew him online. So he recognized me before I recognized him. And there was a reason for that. I'm not going to get into it. His brother and him were pretty health conscious at the time. That we'll just say that. Anyway, so a little bit overly health conscious, like some people were at the. Well, some people are still overly health conscious in this manner. I'm not going to get into how you can visually see it on their faces. Okay, so, but Charlie Lee's a good guy. I mean, you can't be perfect with everything. Everyone's got fears, I guess. Everyone's got fears. All right, what was else in the title here I said I was going to talk about? BlackRock owning Coinbase, Ethereum dominance. We talked about the... here's the other thing I'm going to talk about. It's been a year since the Juneteenth Bitcoin crash. I forgot what caused that one. Was it that guy in South Korea or something? His business went down. Was that it? I don't know. I don't even remember. It was so ridiculous back then. But it was around Juneteenth. It was before June 19th. And Juneteenth now is a federal holiday in the United States, for those of you not familiar, to memorialize the ending of slavery. It really didn't happen on that day, but it's to memorialize it. And I think it's good to remember the end of slavery. I think that is a good thing. I don't know, should there be a federal holiday? We can get into a lot of what I do want to say is that slavery of any kind is horrifying. Financial slavery is horrifying. Any type of slavery. So if we're going to celebrate the end of slavery, we should talk about ways of ending the restrictions on, what we can do with our own money. Because in a sense, that is financial slavery. Now, the slavery practice for generations, when a man would own another man, that's obviously worse, treating a man as property. But if you're against slavery, you should be against slavery of any kind. So a year ago, around this Juneteenth federal holiday. And by the way, people of the laptop class, I don't believe in class warfare, middle class versus upper class, but there's something defined as the laptop class, people that don't have to go into an office every day. And I'm one of them. I'm obviously one of them now. I constructed my life for quite some time. Before I even got into Bitcoin, I understood that the internet allowed anyone to create a business anywhere. So you should be able to run your, if you're going to be an entrepreneur, you should be able to run your own certain types of business that don't involve manufacturing, in the metaverse. Well, I just want to point out to everybody, I can tell by the internet traffic. This is something I've been meaning to bring up on a Bitcoin Beyond Bitcoin show. People in the laptop class, we don't work on Fridays anymore. It's 4-day work weeks, maybe even 3.5-day work weeks. I see traffic, and I want all of you to take note of this. Traffic on all the sites, everything goes down like a little bit after Thursday morning, maybe sometimes after Wednesday night. I mean, that is that's the abundance that we're living in right now. Okay. And a lot of these people in the laptop class are envious, jealous people too. So they still say they're poor and they complain, their bosses suck, and they don't even have to work any. I mean, they don't have to work on that. And again, another unfortunate branch of the laptop class is the government worker who now doesn't have to go into the office anymore. Now, I'm glad the government doesn't have to maintain as many useless offices anymore. I'm not glad that my tax money is going to pay people not to work on Fridays and Thursdays anymore. But if they're not working, they really can't do as much harm. So it's just a welfare program at this point. And I don't like any welfare program. But so it's been a year since Juneteenth crash. It went down to like 18,000. I tweeted out, it's linked to below, that I bought some at 19,000, and people will laugh at this eventually. And of course, right this second, Bitcoin is worth 28,140. So. The rich get richer. I mean, all these people were selling. I was tweeting out the actual, showing how much I bought, how much I paid for. It's linked to below. I got the receipts. I just don't talk the talk. I freaking walk the walk. And that's what strong hand really is all about. When there's blood in the streets, you don't panic. Like most, the 80%ers panic. You buy. So it's been a year, and it's you look back. I just look back on it with a big smile. Another thing I wanted to say real quick is that there are a lot of people out there that say, people are going to catch on to Bitcoin because in the United States, because of the the financial situation is going to be so hard and horrible, and the social situation, and they're just waiting for the black swan, waiting for the doom and the gloom and all this stuff. Well, first of all, look at your cohorts in Argentina. Now, that's a different culture than in the United States. That's not the U.S. dollar based culture there. And they just buy food. They go to restaurants. But I want to point out the specific situation of California. There are a lot of people who scream and say how bad California is. I do not enjoy being in California at all now. A lot of ways it has gone down the toilet. Yet they elect Gavin Newsom again. People have left California, but it's not like California is pulling off like this a really authoritarian, socialistic in terms of money and taxes and everything. It's taking a lot from its most productive citizens, and they keep pulling it off. So, and again, some people are moving, but I think the example of California, that 12% of Americans live in California, and the United States, a lot of people say, if we don't act now, the United States is going to end up like California. But in terms of a lot of finance and social stuff, well, most people are CUCKs and they don't leave and they totally take it. So, and that's almost an eighth of the population in the United States continues to live in California. A lot of them clearly in squalor. And you could live better in so many. So a lot of people are just trees, is what I'm trying to say. They're going to be trees if the United States federal government continues to overstep all sorts of restrictions that the Constitution and the states should put on it. They're just going to be trees. California, that's what the example of California is. And guys like, you know, the big Silicon Valley guys, they're fueling the whole thing. They don't complain because they're so rich. They're like, whatever. I want to fit in. I want to keep this hot wife. So they can take 50% of my money. And so they help fuel it. And some of them speak out against it on a certain level, but they're fueling it. They're not all leave. A few of them left. But it's going to continue. And so they're not going to leave America. Some will leave America if it gets that bad. I don't want America to become totally like California. And because we have 50 states, I think on the federal government level, yeah, we could be like California pretty darn soon. But I think some of these states will nullify. And if you are not a tree and go to places like Utah, Idaho, North Dakota, South Dakota, Wyoming, Idaho, and Montana, there should have been six there, or six or seven, and then maybe Alaska, you'll be cool. And you'll be somewhat protected. I hope it doesn't come to that. And yeah, eventually Florida will go down the drain too. If we keep on going the way it does, but most people take it. So there won't be hyperinflation. People enjoy this inflation. People are enjoying inflation in Argentina. They enjoy people defecating on the streets of Los Angeles. Why won't they enjoy inflation in the United States? Because the TV told them so. I mean, so again, but the cool part of this is that if you get in, you don't have to follow the herd. You can be a unique beast. You don't have to go out to the restaurant. Your problems are solved with the Bitcoin and living in a place where the government doesn't get in your face. And I really do love it out here. And Salt Lake City, by the way, is a pretty leftist city on certain levels, but it's in a red state, and I love it here. I really enjoy my time here. I got friends here, and it's got my shul here. So, but we have a lot of freedom in the United States compared to so many other countries. And the U.S. dollar is still king of kings in terms of fiat. What I'm basically trying to say to you, and I, this is a repeated theme of mine, is all you guys who just like eat up the doom and the gloom and are just waiting for the collapse, there's no collapse. California's fine in a lot of ways. Almost one eighth of the people of the United States of America choose to live there. So you don't have to. You just, instead of complaining and worrying, just do what you got to do. Move, get your Bitcoin. You don't have to fit in. Fitting in is really overrated, because in a sense, all these people, I don't want to use the term slave, but they're mind slaves, they're mind servants, they're fitting in servants to the popular trends, to the mainstream narrative. And just some people are never going to quote unquote wake up. And if you're waiting for that, you're wasting your time. And if you're betting on that, your strategy is really wrong. And I really encourage all the people out there that have the means, you laptop class people right now, you have no excuse. Drive around Montana, Idaho, North Dakota, South Dakota, Wyoming. I hope I didn't forget Wyoming the first time around. Utah. And see if you're, I've driven all those states and it's different. Most of you are used to living in very populated areas. The Mountain West is unknown to so many of you. And it's beautiful. It's beautiful. And it can be warm during the summer too. So I think that is all. I went off on a little bit of a, and I wanted to make a shout out that my buddy, Lorian Gameroff confirms that in South Africa, the power in Johannesburg really does go off every single day, sometimes multiple times a day. This is what happens with a government, incompetent government, picks winners and losers, not based on competency whatsoever. It is the ultimate stakeholder capitalism gone totally wrong, wokeism gone totally wrong. You know, you're on the verge of a failed state when you have the, I mean, in South Africa is one of the most beautiful countries on earth and has some very modern infrastructure, and it can't keep the power on in Johannesburg. Every day, he says, multiple times. He sees it as a prelude to the private industry taking over. I really hope so. I really hope some of you South Africans get together and say, we are forming some type of conglomeration of a private entity. We're going to rule ourselves. We're going to do freedom of association, and you're not going to tell us what to do anymore because you came and provide the power. But the power company is totally controlled by the government. It's a disgrace. All right. I might talk about that in the Beyond Bitcoin show in the future. I wanted to put that there at the end. Pound that like button. I just want to see if anybody left any interesting comments there. No one followed the directions. And all right, so retweet it, guys, and continue to pound that like button. Get the shirt at Koined. It's linked to below, KOINED.store. Who knows when the next show will be? You can send me your donations over PayPal also if you want to. And of course, just super chats. We need $88 for the next show. And for you lazy people, I might, again, on Twitter, I'm tweeting out clips of shows and all sorts of interesting stuff all the time. And I might edit that. My backup channel had the Beyond Bitcoin show. Some of you are too lazy to go over there. I might have to edit that one and upload it over here so you see it. But yeah. Have fun, all you laptop class people, not working not at all during the summer. It is quite a pleasure. Most of you earned it, I guess. Those of you working for the government, just whatever. Oh, God. But again, no class warfare is one of my things. Don't hate on the rich. Don't hate on the rich. Become part of the rich. Pound that like button. I'm Adam Meister, Bitcoin Meister, Disrupt Meister. Thanks a lot, guys. See you later. Bye-bye.